Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canvr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We'll chat with a member of the Orange and Black bullpen in just a moment, but first, a word from our sponsors. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it! He lost the ball in the sun! Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, SunFirst Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. SunFirst Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. SunFirst Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call SunFirst Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. When you're looking for insurance, one-stop shopping is the way to go. So give Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency a call today at 888-512-8878. One call and all of your needs will be taken care of, whether it's business and commercial insurance, financial planning, life and health insurance, or personal insurance, including auto, home, renters, RV, boat, flood, earthquake, and umbrella. Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency is there for you. A diamond-certified company, Mitchell & Mitchell, has 6 locations throughout California. Check out their website, mitchellandmitchell.com, or give them a call, 888-512-8878. That's 888-512-8878. Now it's time for our conversation with our regular guest throughout the 2017 season, Giants right-hander George Contos. George, now that you've had the offseason to reflect on last season, what were your thoughts? You know, it had to be frustrating to not win the World Series, but do you still look at it as being a success to get to the playoffs the way you guys did and win the wild card game?
Yeah, you know, you always have a great expectations going into every season, and I think we're at a point now with where we're at, where every year we step, you know, into the facility in spring training, the goal really isn't to get to the playoffs, it's to get deep into the playoffs and have a chance of winning a World Series. And you know, we played some great baseball at the end of the year, and we made it into the playoffs after a little bit of a dogfight. But the way it ended was definitely a little bit of a tough pill to swallow. I woke up the following morning after that loss in Game 4, and it almost seemed like a bad dream. You know, a little punch in the gut. But, you know, I think everyone's kind of healed up now and worked hard in the offseason. I think we're ready to go this year to make another run at it.
I would imagine no matter what team it was, it wouldn't matter. But it's a team, you know, that you grew up rooting for in Chicago that beat you guys and then ends up winning the World Series. So what were your emotions overall about the Cubs being that team that beat you guys and the fact that they won the World Series for the first time in over 100 years?
It was tough. I get that question a lot. You know, I watched all those games at home on my TV in Chicago, and it was tough. There were a lot of mixed emotions. The way I describe it to people when they ask is the 8-year-old inside me was ecstatic. But the grown-up competitor pitcher in me was not really thrilled about it, just how we ended. You know, if they really deserved to beat us, I think I might have felt a little bit differently, but I think that we did a little bit of beating ourselves in that series, and I think that on the field we were the better team and we deserved to win. But we just, you know, didn't play to our capabilities in that last game, and they won and they deserved it, and they played great baseball. And you know, now that it's healed a little bit, you know, I'm very happy for the city of Chicago and for the Cubs organization for finally ending that drought.
You know, for a bullpen member, I would think it's difficult because a lot of times a bullpen gets the blame for a loss. And, yeah, maybe there's a blown lead or something like that. But you can always look at offensive side, too. You could have scored more runs. So, you know, how do you look at it? How difficult was it to swallow that, you know, a lot of people were putting some blame on the bullpen for blowing the lead?
You know, it's a tough pill to swallow. But when you look at it, you know, now – we didn't really do our job. You know, I don't think we had an inning all season last year where a reliever gave up three or more runs. So, you know, it's one of those things where it happens. It's part of the game. It's just very unfortunate that it had to happen in that situation. You know, it's a funky game. It's a game of inches, and a lot of things could have gone differently in that inning. You know, they just were able to capitalize when we, you know, didn't do what we were supposed to.
Ball Club went out and signed Mark Melancon to a contract to be the closer. What was your reaction to it, and how much does he help the whole bullpen?
I was thrilled. You know, Mark and I were drafted the same year by the Yankees in 2006, and we played together in the minor leagues for four seasons, so I know Mark pretty well. I went to his wedding in 2008 or 2009, something like that, and he's just a great guy. And you know, I think his resume and his success on the field has speaks for itself in the last few years. I think of all active pitchers, I think he leads the major leagues in saves over the last three seasons. So, you know, he's a guy who comes in with a lot of experience in that ninth inning, and he's very good at his job. So I think he's going to help solidify that late inning part of the game, and everything else should, I think, just kind of fall right into place.
How does it help, and why does it help other relievers when you have somebody dependable in that role?
You know, I just think that it's when you have someone solid in the ninth inning where you know that's who's going to be pitching the ninth and everything else starts falling into place, your role becomes a little bit more defined. And when you know when you're going to pitch in the game, I think it's a lot easier to get mentally prepared as a pitcher for that spot. A lot of the times last year when roles weren't defined, everybody was kind of scrambling throughout the game to stretch out, or nobody really knew what to expect on who was going in. But when you do have that defined role and you know when your situation is going to come up and you can be ready for that, I think it takes a lot less pressure off.
That's Giants right-hander George Contos in a conversation that we had at AT&T Park just before spring training. We are headed to spring training on Saturday. We'll have plenty of interviews from Scottsdale. Our guest on Monday will be Mark Gardner, the Giants bullpen coach. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on the sportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.